This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insights for Wednesday, June 13, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 91, verses 1 to 2. It says there, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." End of quote. Ralph Waldo Emerson, an American lecturer, philosopher, and poet, said, "The best lightning rod for your protection is your own spine." End of quote. In essence, he was saying your backbone is the best protection you have. I admit I am not a neurologist or an expert in the medicine field, but I was told memory and spine are connected. The neurons in our spine carry pain signals from your body parts to brain. Ralph was an ordained pastor who eventually moved away from his faith after the death of his wife. He used to visit his wife's grave daily. Later in his life, he was afraid to trust himself in the society because of the failure of his memory power. He found difficulty in getting the words he wants to communicate. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Wikipedia. Julia Hoban is an American author of children's books. Her famous book, Willow, explores the survivor guilt of a 16-year-old teenager girl whose parents died in a car crash when she was driving. Julia Hoban, Wikipedia. One night, her parents consumed too much wine in a dinner and asked her to drive them back home. Though she did not have the license, she drove the car. But crash happened and she lost both of her parents. She says in her book, "I guess what scares me the most now is the thought that I won't be able to protect you." End of quote. I think Julia Hoban conveyed the truth that all of us should ponder. The scary fact is this: we won't be able to protect ourselves or others we love by our strength or power. Ultimately, don't you know all protection, healings, and deliverance come from the hand of the God Almighty only? Every little bit escapes, healings, and well-being directly come from God's hand. Believers in Jesus Christ also lives temporarily in this evil-bound and wicked world. God has not delivered us from this cursed earth as of yet. We could also face the power, temptations, and consequences of sins when we live here. The whole world is still in the curse of the original sin, but in the midst of it all, God promised His protection and deliverance if we dwell in the shelter of the Most High and rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This is what our Bible Insights today promises us. Psalm 91 verses 3 to 16 gives the various promises of God for our protection and well-being in the midst of all problems and dangers, if God is our dwelling place. How can I dwell in God? You can dwell in God when you believe Jesus died for your sins. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20 that God bought us with a price upon our acceptance of Christ as your Savior. The price that is paid is the shed blood of Jesus Christ, paid for the remission of all of our sins. You are not your own. You belong to God. You dwell in Him and He dwells in you. Jesus said like this, "The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love and show myself to them. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them and we will come to them and make our home with them." He said this in John chapter 16. In other words, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit will come and dwell in a person who listens, loves, and obeys Jesus Christ. In short, if you belong to Jesus Christ, the Almighty God dwells in you and you in Him. Then we can assuredly and confidently say, "I dwell in the shelter of the Most High, and I am in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." End of quote. Dearly beloved friend, yes, Julia Hauben is correct. She could not protect her dear parents from crash and death. Ralph Emerson's life history teaches he could not protect himself either later in his life. But there is one who can defend and deliver us. The truth of the matter is this. The verse says, God himself is our refuge. Did you consider the protection, salvation, deliverance available in the person of Jesus Christ, who loved you and came to this world and died for all of your sins? If you are in Jesus Christ, means if you accepted Christ as your Savior and Lord, then you are safe and secure now and through all eternity. Got a moment for today's prayer? You can accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Protector in a small prayer with me today. Pray with me now. Father in heaven, I know no human being can protect me or my dear ones. I believe my help, protection, and deliverance come from you only. I believe in Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Please come to my life. Please protect and save me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the good and loving Lord bless you today and for your rest of your life, and may his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.